This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
But joining us right now is All Elite Wrestling Chief Brand Officer, Brandi Rhodes. Brandi, how's everything going today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Well, I'm doing fantastic now that I was able to buy my tickets for Dynamite. You guys gave us a bit of a scare this morning when it said tickets weren't available right at 11 o'clock, and I thought they sold out in like 30 seconds and I couldn't get them, and I was really about to be sad.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you were able to get through and get everything sorted.
So what have the last few weeks and the last few months been like for you, your husband, the company in general, leading up to the premiere of y'all's show on TNT?
It's been extremely busy. We haven't had much time to do anything other than prepare and be ready for all things AEW. Today being no different. I got home last night from being in Boston for the last show, and first thing this morning I was on conference calls and phoners, and I've been on them from about 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. and then 2:30 was in hair and makeup, and then I just finished filming about 15 minutes ago for the day for promos and all of these things that we're filming for the show. So, and now I'm on the phone with you guys. So that's the, and then I'll be in the gym. I'm literally sitting in the gym parking lot because that's part of the job too. I'm a pro wrestler, so I have to work out. So I'm going to be in the gym probably till about 10:30, and then I'll call it a day.
Oh, my God. Do you now? Okay. Yeah. I was just about to ask, how long is the workout, and what is it? Is it different every day? Is it like what's your typical workout routine like then?
My workouts vary, but I kind of stick to the same program. I have like a plan that's designated for me. That's for every day of the week, something a little bit different. But most of my stuff is full body and some degree of cardio because that's so important for in the ring. But I like my workouts a lot. So I usually look forward to getting in the gym. It's not like a dreaded gym visit.
Okay, so I was going to say you should talk with us for a really long time because that could just delay the gym time. But if you don't fear the gym, then you're probably fine.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to getting in there today.
Now, not that everything y'all worked for was going to be defined by 1 week or 2 weeks or anything like that, but given how much work y'all have put in, how satisfying is it to see that AEW Dynamite has defeated NXT in the first 2 weeks of the head-to-head competition?
Well, more so satisfying than that is just seeing that we have the fan base that we said we did. You know, we've all of us, to some extent, myself, Cody, Matt, and Nick, the Young Bucks, we've all kind of cultivated these very dedicated fan bases. And you can tell people all day long how great your fan bases are and how vast they are, but until they tune into the show, you really just don't know. So that's been the most validating part, is having the fans show up and getting the feedback from the fans has been so fantastic, because, you know, we're very open to hearing from our fans and wanting to know what they think. And the feedback has just been really, really great. So that's been extremely gratifying.
Well, we got Brandi Rhodes from All Elite Wrestling joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece. And Kevin, one of the things that I remember our boss telling us is, you guys are young. I want energy when y'all hit the radio. I don't want a slow brand of radio. And what you guys have at AEW, I haven't watched it. It's moving. It's fast. It's a fast pace of wrestling. Is that something that y'all are trying to push? That you like that style of fast action?
Well, I think there are a lot of different styles of wrestling, and AEW is kind of just like a buffet of different wrestling styles. You've got a lot of really fast paced action, but then you've got a lot of, you know, traditional storytelling in there too. In our women's division, we've got, you know, the Joshi style of wrestling, which people are not so used to in the United States. And then you've got, you know, a lot of more classic women's storytelling type of things going on. So I think it's just proving that there's a lot of different ways to present wrestling. And no one way is better than or more right than another, but it's nice to present just a variety.
Now, since you were bringing up the women's division, both in front of the camera and it sounds like behind the camera, you're a big part of the women's division. How important is it to you to grow the division, and what does it mean to the overall success of your organization?
Well, you know, we've been watching women's wrestling in general grow quite a bit over the past few years, and it's really made great strides. And in doing that, you know, you've seen a lot of good things happen, a lot of things, you know, tried that maybe didn't work so well. So we're kind of in a really great spot in that we've been able to see a lot of this develop before giving our take on it. So I think one of the things we've learned is, you know, take your time no matter what. I know a lot of fans, they want everything. They want it all. They want it all now. But then what happens when you get it all and you get it all right now? Well, there's nowhere else to go. So we're just building the division. We're working on getting a lot of these newer female talent names out there. Our current champion is fairly unknown in the American realm. So that's been exciting to introduce her to this audience and see them start to cultivate a relationship with her. And we've got a lot of fantastic talent that just needs this time right now to establish themselves and really give the audience a chance to get to know them.
We got Brandi Rhodes from AEW, Chief Brand Officer for All Elite Wrestling, joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece. And I know, Kevin, you loved GLOW, and I know there were a lot of people that loved that show.
Yeah.
The Netflix show. And that was, and, you know, the idea of what women's wrestling is. And I just want you to kind of explain, give me a real idea of what it's like to be a woman in wrestling, something that's been, you know, kind of maybe even stubborn with ideas of how things are done and how people are perceived in this sport.
I mean, GLOW is an interesting show to bring up because one of the reasons that I like the show so much is you kind of take the ride with these various characters on what it is like to first of all start wrestling. If you're at some point, you got to start, and we saw in the first episode these girls, you know, take their first roles and their first bumps, and it kind of was cool to see because it's reminiscent of some of the things that I remember thinking and feeling as I got started in this industry. But there's nothing like being kind of at the forefront of something like this, because as much as, you know, we like to think that the world is so progressive and everybody is so, my favorite word on Twitter is woke. Everybody loves to talk about how woke they are, or too woke, or not woke enough, and all of that. But the fact of the matter is the fact that we're still talking about it means that there's progress yet to be made. The day when we don't talk about it at all, then that means we've caught up and that everything's all good and jolly. But, you know, we're still chatting about it. It's still interesting to people that we've got, you know, one of the top refs in wrestling, Aubrey, and that she's a female. The day that people don't think about it like that, that she's just one of the top refs and we don't have to, you know, clarify it by her gender, that's the day that we're at where I want to see us at.
Do you feel like that every female wrestler has to validate themselves when they step into the ring then?
Or do the wrestlers think that?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like in the earlier stages of this kind of women's movement, it was a very prove-yourself time where women were given more time and more freedom. And I think they were given that as a means to show them that they couldn't do it.
Right.
But those particular women rose to the occasion and did such a great job with it that they became undeniable. So I think at this point in the game, we've proven that we have worth and we have a lot of value. And now it's just, you know, continuing that, continuing onward and upward and making sure, you know, it makes sense. I think one thing that women's wrestling struggles with a lot is sometimes things just don't make sense. so that's kind of the challenge for me. I know a lot of times I want to, of course, improve in the ring and get better. But more than anything, I want everything that I do to have meaning.
Now, we had Cody in studio a couple of years ago. And back then, I think you guys were in Texas. Are y'all still living in Texas or not so much?
Not in Texas anymore. No. We finally sold our piece of property out there. And we're no longer in the Texas area, unfortunately, because I actually really enjoyed living in, we lived in the North Denton area, And it was a really unique spot we had and kind of cool. But unfortunately, nothing we do is in Texas anymore. So there was no reason to keep it.
Well, except for Dynamite on December 11th, AEWTix.com. Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to bring that up is because obviously we got the state fair going right now. Texas OU is tomorrow. Were you and Cody, were y'all state fair people, or did you ever make your way out there?
Never went to the state fair, Cody follows. Yeah, no, we never did. We never did. But he follows Texas, so he'll be watching the game tomorrow for sure. We had talked today about whether or not he should place a bet with Jim Ross over the game because, you know, he's a Sooners guy.
He should
not. I had
not.
Said no.
No.
Yeah, I had said no. So I think we've decided on that. But yeah, tomorrow's a football Saturday, so he'll be all over it.
Now, while he is watching Texas OU, will you watch with him or will you veer away to watch the Illinois game? Because I do believe you're a big Michigan football fan, yes?
I'm a Michigan grad, so, you know, kind of by default, yeah, I'm a
sure.
Michigan football fan. But when I don't watch the games, they win. When I do fully invest and watch the games, they lose. So I will probably keep score, but not actually watch.
Because that's how it works. All fans know, right? If you turn off the TV or leave the room, you can change the outcome of the game, right?
100%. I am the worst karma ever for Michigan. The worst. And actually, I forget what game we were watching last week. We were watching,
Iowa.
I think Michigan State and Ohio State.
Okay.
And in that case, both teams, not for me, but I'd rather Michigan State beat Ohio State than not. So we were watching, and in just like the first couple minutes, Ohio State obviously dominated that game, and I was just like, yep, I'm turning this off.
There you go. Well, at least you know your powers, the superpowers that you have.
Powers are not for the good. They're not for the good, guys.
Like so many powers in the world, sure.
I'm a big jinx, too, so everybody blames me for a lot of stuff. What's your favorite weapon?
Weapon?
Yeah, in the ring. What's your favorite?
I was very concerned by that question as well.
Are you a fan of the chair? Like, what's your favorite go-to?
Oh man, you know I am not a big weapons person. I say that in that I have been known to do a lot of shady things, but I'm just not really big into weapons. I feel like a lot of times the weapons backfire on me and end up hurting me instead. So I pretty much stay away from them. But I've never used a kendo stick, and I kind of really want to.
Ooh, might be the same theory as college football, though. Once you get involved with that, it's destined to fail. So
yeah, I can see that. I can see that working against me
now,
pretty quickly. So
we're talking with Brandi Rhodes, and another thing that I wanted to ask you, I know some things have been happening really rapidly, not just the last few months, but the last few years. What is it like at the same time of y'all building up this company to see your husband? It seems as though he is on the cusp of becoming one of the next, like, gigantic breakout stars in wrestling. I know he's already a big star, but I mean in terms of, like, reaching past just wrestling fans. He'll be main eventing y'all's next pay-per-view. What has it been like to see that evolution from a guy who, regardless of what he tried or suggested, it seemed like they had him slotted in WWE?
Yeah, you know, Cody's an extremely hard worker. I honestly don't know anyone else in the wrestling business who works as hard as Cody does, as far as in the ring, out of the ring. His position as an EVP has showcased him, like, through the roof, supposed to have this job because he's so fantastic at it. So it really doesn't surprise me. I think it surprised me more that he ever had any struggle with it, because he's just such a natural talent and, it naturally connects really well with the fans. And I feel like that's what you really need in a top competitor. So now I think I'm less surprised by it. I feel like this is what I had always expected from him all along.
The show is Wednesday Night Dynamite. You can catch it every Wednesday, 7 Central on TNT. It's going to be here in the Metroplex. December 11th, you can go to AEWTix.com. Tickets went on sale today. And by the way, I just want to say thank you. I actually live in Garland. So the fact that y'all are coming to Garland is the greatest news I've heard in some time.
So basically, you're telling me that you're the mayor of Garland.
Yes.
And that you're going to mandate that everybody in Garland come to the show.
Pretty much, and I already took the day off to make sure I could facilitate that. So we will have people hanging from the rafters. We'll have the fire marshal there. We'll take care of all of it.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. Whenever the fire marshal shows up, it's a good show.
Man, we all remember college, right? Thank you so much, Brandy, for the time. Excellent stuff.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Good luck at the gym. That is Brandy Rhodes, Chief Brand Officer for the AEW, an answerer of weird Corey questions.
I just wanted, they use.
Do you like weapons?
But there was no setup. They use weapons in wrestling,
but
right?
But you didn't say when it comes to wrestling.
I was talking to a professional wrestler.
How about, what's your favorite foreign object?
Okay, is that what the?
No, don't. That's
a trap. Oh man, that feels like to use Brandy's terminology would get you on Twitter for not being woke enough. Like that definitely feels like that would get you in trouble. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, Tolos, if you're going to go to that show, hit me up. I will be there.